is that it's interesting that we don't know all of the facts, and that's what we, first of all, you have to get the facts, A. B, if there was someone who was leaking classified information, that is against the law. And what I say that in the perspective that we have a responsibility as a country to have a balance between security and liberty, privacy and strength. And so, and that, is, as long as the laws are followed, whether we may not like the laws, we may not have all voted for them, but they are the law, it is against that law for someone to leak that information.
He says he's doing it for the greater good. Yeah. And do you see him as a criminal or as a hero or somewhere in the middle?
I frankly just don't know that much about him. But no matter who it is, if he has leaked classified information, that's against the law. Now, I myself have been one who's been sort of on the balance of it all. I was a promoter of the Shield law years ago when they tried to say that journalists had to prove, journalists had to prove that what they did was not harmful to national security. And we said, no, it should be the reverse. You have to prove that what the journalists did was harmful to national security. The burden was being put in the wrong place. And the president of that language didn't pass the Congress. President Clinton vetoed the bill, the intelligence bill that year. So this is not a new thing that we have concerns about privacy and the protection of our country. But that doesn't give anybody license to reveal the classified.
One more question for you.
Yes, one question. Over the weekend, we had one of the editors of the Atlantic overhear a couple intel types. He doesn't know exactly who they were at Dulles International Airport, that Greenwald should be disappeared. They used that language.
That what?
That Greg Greenwald should be disappeared. The reporter from the Guardian.
I just haven't heard that. You're asking me something I just don't know. I did not hear.
Are Congress going to be taking steps, though, in light of everything that's happened, in terms of maybe just minimizing the number of contractors that are
well, here's what we do have that is in the law that I have pushed for years and my colleagues have supported. When we passed, when the Congress passed Patriot Act, we put in the bill a provision that called for a privacy and civil liberties board. And that board was supposed to be empowered to make sure that the balance between liberty and security was upheld. It's as old as America. Our founders had to balance liberty and security at the beginning of our country, and they knew it full well, and they wrote a constitution, a bill of rights that reflected it. But what I'm calling for now is a full empowerment of the Privacy and Civil Liberties Board. Because while the law is what it is, we want the interpretation of it to be in favor, of course, of liberty.
Okay, one more question.
So many women that want to be the leader.
On empowerment for Latino undocumented girls that have been going to school and they got 4th grade average, they're undocumented, and there are thousands of them. This empowerment through the immigration reform is going to make a difference in 11 minutes.
You want to speak about that? Yeah, I think, I certainly believe, and I know the leader does as well, that the DREAM Act particularly is critical. We have so many young women today who have reached great heights in terms of their education and even in terms of the way they serve their communities and participate, whether it's in scouting, whatever it is that they've been involved in. And we have to find the best way to make sure that they're able to continue to progress and to make the contribution that they want to contribute to their country. This is the only country they know. We've got to do everything in our power to do.
Especially with the funding that was cut for the DREAMers.
We've got to turn that aside.
Well, that bill that passed the other day, that cut the funding for the DREAM Act, let's just put that aside. We are going to go forward and pass a comprehensive immigration reform in the Senate in a matter of weeks, hopefully a matter of weeks after that in the House. It will fully address the concerns of DREAM Act Dreamers and their families. So I think that was it was not a good idea, but I wouldn't worry about it too much because we're going forward with something much bigger and soon.
And can I ask you about gun control really quickly? We had a 10-year-old that was accidentally killed.
Excuse me, I'm sorry?
No.
I didn't hear what you said.
It was about that. Anyone, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Evangeline.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I understand.